This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greeson. Welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Mark Del Rosso. How are you, Mark?
I'm super well. I feel so privileged to be on the show. I'm happy that you have brought me into your team. I'm now, I think, 751 CEOs since 2007. So I'm thrilled to join your team, Robert.
Well, touche. I'm glad to have you, and especially glad to have you, because all of you listening in, Mark has been in the past. He's been president of Audi, CEO of Bentley of North America, but he right now is the CEO of Genesis, and Genesis is one of the most interesting stories, and I am predicting you're going to hear it here, and this car is going to overtake the luxury market. Wait to hear the innovations they have. Talk about what Genesis is.
Well, I really appreciate that. I think first and foremost, and you said it, Robert, you know, we're definitely the brand to watch right now. We're clearly a young brand, but quite candidly speaking, we believe that we are absolutely the desired smart choice for excellence within the automotive industry. You know, clearly from a third-party validation perspective, when you look at quality and dependability, J.D. Power and Associates, when they ask customers, how do you feel about your vehicle quality, Genesis led the industry in that survey. These are customers giving feedback. In the J.D. Power initial quality study, again, they go out and they ask customers, how do you feel about quality? Once again, Genesis leads the industry. And safety. I know folks are very, very focused on safety. And when you look at a third party that is so respected, like the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, we are the only brand in the industry whose entire portfolio rated at their top rating, top safety pick plus. So we have the quality, we have the dependability, we have the safety. And clearly, you couple that with a complementary suite of services that's absolutely unmatched within the industry. Complementary three-year maintenance, complementary connect, complementary roadside assistance, complementary service valet, and now many of our dealers are offering sales valet. You couple this, you know, benchmark quality, benchmark safety, benchmark dependability with all of these complementary suites of services on top of this beautiful, stunning, athletic, elegance vehicles that we're designing and bringing to market. Again, we really believe that we are the desired smart choice for excellence within the automotive industry and the brand to watch. It's really fun and exciting being a young brand. You know, we're trying a lot of different initiatives. We're a young brand. We give it all we got every single day.
So let's talk about the service valet and sales valet. So right now, in full disclosure, and I think we don't need that, everyone knows we're in the midst of a pandemic. What do? You just cancel these services then? And that, how do those actually work, service valet? And what do you? How do you manage that while you're in a pandemic?
Well, it's thank you for the question, and it's really brilliant. I have to give the credit to all of our retailers within, you know, our brand. Quite candidly, you know, customers have the ability, and 90% of our customers actually do this. What we'll do if you have a service, we will bring a vehicle courtesy car to your location, whether that's at your home, your business, wherever you're at, and we will bring this courtesy car, pick up your car, service it, make sure, again, during the crisis that we're absolutely taking care of it to make sure that it's been disinfected, et cetera, all the safety that customers absolutely need. Bring it back to the location that you desire, pick up the courtesy car, totally seamless, and I think, you know, clearly time is the ultimate thing no one really has enough of. So I think from a value and customer value creation, we're finding our customers and potential customers really appreciating that absolute respect for time.
This is Robert Breese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Mark Del Rosso, who is the president, CEO, excuse me, of Genesis North America, Genesis Motor North America. Did I get that right?
And, you've got it, Robert.
And by the way, if you are, when you get home, you should, as Mark says, take a look at the car. This has muscle, excitement. It is a great, great looking car. So when you're talking about service, you're saying that if I'm at my Starbucks and I'm in a pandemic and all of a sudden the light goes on, you will have someone just come take things away, take care of everything safely and healthy, correct?
Absolutely. And I think, again, it's all about for all of us that have the duty and responsibility of companies creating customer value and really being differentiated within the marketplace. I know, Robert, you mentioned the vehicles as well. And, you know, clearly from a design, we have this design ethos known as athletic elegance. And, you know, clearly the cars are absolutely beautiful. They have a tremendous driving dynamic. You know, if you look at the front of our car and you look at our brand emblem, you definitely see that distinctive, progressive, and easily identifiable Genesis within the front end of the car. As you go around the car, very unique, very differentiated with the parabolic line that provides the counterbalance of the power lines of the vehicle. And of course, the very unique styling over all of our vehicles. We're really absolutely blessed with some of the best designers in the world. And again, producing the highest quality, dependability, and safest cars on the planet. You know, clearly from a brand perspective, our passion, our drive is taking, you know, painstaking efforts in providing these quality, dependable vehicles that are designed absolutely brilliantly.
So let's talk about the word innovation. Now, this is the one you get not just an A+, an A++. I saw this deck, these PowerPoints, and you have about 24 different major innovations, but three of them are you're the first in the world to ever have. So one of them is using AI with the whole cruise control. Could you explain what that is? This is something Genesis has completely invented, correct?
Absolutely. This is a world's first, and we call it smart cruise control with machine learning. And really, we're using machine learning capability that we're adding to the smart cruise control. And what it does is it really tailors the control and operation based on the driver's behavior. So acceleration responsiveness, following distance, able to learn the driver's behavior even when smart cruise control isn't on.
I want to interrupt. So wait, you're saying when it's not on, it's going to recognize all of my behaviors and being such an exemplary driver, even though my wife thinks I'm too slow and I lollygag.
Absolutely.
It's going to do that? That's pretty cool.
Absolutely, Robert. And as everyone that has the responsibility and duty of, you know, operating and leading companies, creating customer value is really important. And we really feel like this world's first adds that element of customer value, that wow that people will really desire and love about our brand.
Okay. If someone wants to see about this, how do they go? What is their website or what?
Of course. We have Genesis.com, which is full of information on all of our products, technology, services, etc. In fact, Robert, if you're interested in ever buying a Genesis, if you go on to Genesis.com, if you go on to the GV80, our flagship SUV, the first one that we're bringing to market, there's actually a reservation page where you could put your information in and reserve your new GV80 or your new 2021 G80. So we're trying to make, again, this customer value equation really recognizable and differentiated in the marketplace.
What is the key to innovation? And later on, we'll talk about other innovations you have had. But as leader of a company, how do you drive that innovation?
From an innovation perspective, again, I want to center back on customer value. And maybe just to talk about another world's first, we also have a world's first known as Ergo Motion Driver Seat. And what this does is it utilizes 7 airbags or air cells inside the seat to provide improved seat comfort and posture correction. So again, from a posture support, we have stretching mode, drive mode, and speed. All of this reduces driver fatigue. And again, from an innovation perspective, these are things that people, I believe, don't even know they want. And here we are innovating and providing them to consumers in that value equation, again, to create this absolute differentiation in the marketplace. So to answer your question again directly, it's all about customer value.
We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about innovation and Genesis. Back in a few.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Risa on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Mark Del Rosso, who is the CEO of Genesis Motor Cars in North America. Let's talk about, we're talking about your innovations. You have another one that deals with noise. How exactly does this work? And this is a world's first, correct? No car has ever figured this out.
It is. It is world's first road active noise cancellation. And what this does is really to help reduce road noise caused by vibrations that are transmitted to the cabin through the vehicle suspension and body. And how it works, which is really unique, there's a controller that receives information from like microphones, accelerometers, and within 2 milliseconds analyzes the information to produce an inverted sound wave to counter the noise. I think that's, candidly, I'm not an engineer, but that's absolutely remarkable. And then each seat receives a dedicated signal tailored to what the car's interior mics at each position actually detects. And the system responds to a unique acoustic signature of even each tire, even as that signature changes over the tire's life. So I had an experience, actually, Robert, to drive the vehicle with this world's first technology, and I was absolutely wowed by how it, over different surfaces, on how brilliantly it works. And again, creating that idea of customer value and innovation. And I think, you know, for all of us that, again, have the joy and the privilege to run companies and lead companies, the reality, again, is this idea of customer benefit. And I really believe that we're providing an enormous customer benefit that people can really enjoy, especially when it comes to luxury.
Let's talk excellence. And as everyone knows, we're in this pandemic now. How does your leadership change or not change in terms of your people, your culture, building excellence, building all the innovation in this type of environment?
Well, first and foremost, I have to say I'm absolutely proud of the entire Genesis team, not only in North America, but worldwide. In fact, someone has said our communication has never been better during the crisis. You know, everyone's really rallying around, and I believe every CEO, again, from a duty and responsibility, we are absolutely clear on the purpose of our company. We very much believe in the how, what, and why we exist, and we're centered on that. We're being effective, we're being efficient, and we're being nimble. We're absolutely adapting to change. We're embracing the change. We're learning. And I think that's what leadership also is about, you know, helping people cope with change. There was a great article written by Kotner, I believe, in the Harvard Business Review, and he said leadership is about coping with change. I really have to, again, compliment the entire team for really adapting and excelling in these times, and we really feel positioned well for not only the second half of the year, but again, this bright future, and as we move forward within our company.
Well, let's really fast forward. Let's say you and I are speaking 2 years from now. Talk about where you think the Genesis brand will be there. Who's going to be buying it? Will the cars be changing anymore? You're obviously one of the greatest innovators I've seen with three worlds first. 2 years down the road, what's your vision for Genesis?
It's about leadership, and it's about, I want to go back to this idea of excellence. We are committed to excellence. You know, from a foundation perspective, we pride ourselves and take painstaking efforts again, in designing, engineering, developing, and producing the most high-quality, dependable, safest cars on the planet. So working off that foundation, we really are also a brand that is design driven, and we always focus back on our brand DNA. It all starts with the brand DNA. At Genesis, our DNA is about being progressive. It's about being audacious and, of course, being distinctly Korean. So everything always starts with the brand, and it always centers around the customer. I think that really gives us the expression to look forward into innovation, look forward into styling, et cetera, and also this seamless ecosystem that we're wrapping our brand around. In 2 years, I would say in a year, 2 years, 5 years, we want to continue to be the brand that is the desired smart choice for excellence within the automotive sector. So anything's possible for us. I have a great dreams every day. I have an unbridled enthusiasm for what we can accomplish, and the team is absolutely tremendous.
I want to commend you on leading Genesis forward, and anyone who hasn't seen it, you have to see the cars. You said it is athletic elegance, right?
Absolutely. That's our, Robert, that's our design ethos. And when you think about the products, when you think about athletic, our G70, by the way, we launched it in the fall of 2018, and already it has won over 20 major awards and accolades, really a tremendous accomplishment. It's athletic. It definitely has elegance in it. On the other end of the spectrum, of course, we have our G90, and it is absolutely stunning, very elegant, but it's also has that athletic ability in it as well. And right in the core is our G80, and it's actually the perfect balance between athletic and elegance. Pure driving dynamics, wrapped in a beautiful vehicle, and again, all of our products with this beautiful complimentary suite of services.
But what's the most popular color?
You know, I have to say, it doesn't matter what I think the most popular color is or what the data says. It's all up to the customer. I think every customer
it's true. Answer.
No. I have to say, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and it's interesting. I just got a question on our color palette, which is quite unique. You know, we offer some very unique interior, exterior colors, and someone asked me, why do you do that? And I have to say, you know, we feel like the category has gotten a little boring and stale, so we definitely wanted to shake it up and make it very attractive and give something special
tell
for people.
We have 30 seconds more. One of those interesting colors?
How about a green interior? You know, you wouldn't really think that, but it's absolutely stunning. Absolutely. When you look at the wood treatment we have, and even on the materials that we use within our vehicle, if you think it's Napa leather, it is Napa leather. If you think the switchgear is aluminum, it's absolutely aluminum. If you think the Lexicon audio speaker grills are stainless steel, they're absolutely stainless steel. So, I really invite all of your listeners and all the CEOs. By the way, if you want to buy a car, please let me know. I'd absolutely love to introduce you to the Genesis family and the lineup. I think people are absolutely wowed when they discover the brand.
And there you have it. I have to commend you. There's nothing as fun as having a great brand to drive forward, and that's Genesis. Mark, a real pleasure having you on the CEO show as number 751, I guess, right?
Although I'll always feel like I'm privileged to be number 751. Thank you so much for having Genesis on your show, Robert. It's an absolute privilege to be with you. I hope we can continue the dialogue in the future. And I wish everyone on your CEO team tremendous success. And again, going back to where I started, please stay safe and stay well during the crisis. And I hope we'll see everybody soon.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Brian Rolapp. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Brian is president of NFL Network, and so let's talk about the NFL, then let's talk a lot about digital and what's happening, because everyone wants to know that. We may even talk fantasy football, too.
Okay, sure.
So let's talk about the NFL as a brand, 100th year now. Mm-hmm. How is the NFL different than different competitors, NBA, MLB, soccer globally?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's different in a lot of ways from those sports, especially the NBA or Major League Baseball. I think one thing that's different is constantly the data will tell you that people in America have their favorite sport is NFL football. Their second favorite sport is college football. So the role that football plays in this country is much different, I think, than all the other sports. And that translates to the number of fans that we have. We have about 180 million people in this country who count themselves as NFL fans. Now, some are more avid, some are less avid, but they all count themselves as NFL fans. And when you're that big, you look like America. You look like America socioeconomically. People are different. Racially, they're different. Politically, they're different, but the one thing they have in common is their love for NFL football, and it's one of the last things in this country, in my opinion, that can unite that many people in a common passion. Those just don't really exist anymore, and that alone, I think, is what our brand is about and what NFL football represents for people.
And if you look at something like the NBA, more of players are getting aligned, and there's a little bit of a shift over in that direction. What's your take on the direction the NFL is going?
Yeah, I think, we can't have a sport, we can't have a business, we can't have anything without our players. They're great. And I think, in my opinion, the most well-rounded, outstanding athletes on the planet. And what they do every weekend is quite amazing. And so they're really important, and they're increasingly using their platform to do things that they care about, which we love, that they get involved in their communities. When you add the advent of social media, where now you can see these guys, where they spend most of their Sundays behind helmets, but now you get to know them, and they can communicate directly with fans, I think across all sports, that is creating more of an athlete empowerment than I think we've ever seen in the history of sports, which is not a bad thing, which is a great thing. Clearly, they're making more money than they ever had before, which is great. They're being compensated for the unique talent that they have. And so I think athlete empowerment to do what they want with their platform is a really good thing. And I think you see that across all sports.
And how about the economics of how the NFL works? You know, now a lot of focuses on actually fan experience, mm-hmm. and how they're changing with digital, everything there, and with your core, which is TV and then digital. Yeah. How does that all work?
Well, I think there are two parts to your question. The first is about how the economic system works in the NFL, which I think is not only unique among sports, but is one of the greatest reasons why the NFL has been so successful for as long as it has. And that is that we have an economic system that has combined two important elements. One, equally shared revenue. So the most of our revenue that we generate as a league is equally shared among 32 teams. That combined with a salary cap that is collectively bargained with our players. And so what that does is that allows for competitive parity. So when you have salaries capped, although high, right, very high, they're capped, the New York Giants will spend the same amount of money on players as the Green Bay Packers. And if the Green Bay Packers, or if the New York Giants, I should say, beat the Green Bay Packers, it's not because they're in a bigger market and they have more resources and they can pay players more. It's because they've allocated the same number of dollars better than the Green Bay Packers. So that creates an incredibly...
That's a really interesting point that I bet a lot of people didn't realize about this.
It is, and I think it's why you can have a market the size of Green Bay, which I think has maybe 200,000 people in it, consistently win in the league over teams that have, you know, 10 times that population. So market size doesn't matter. That's not true in international soccer and some other places. And I think you see most sports leagues trying to move towards that model as much as they can. So I think economic system leads to competitive parity, which means the product is fabulous. That's really what it's about. And we have typically teams who finish last in their division go to the playoffs the next year. And that's why it's so hard to predict who's going to win.
I'm a Jets fan, so I've yet to see that.
They were in a couple AFC championships not too long ago. So they're they've had their years. But it also shows why what New England does is so impressive. Because
that's what I wonder. Yeah. What is New England then doing different? Is it really just Belichick is smarter than other people?
Well, look,
Brady is that good? Is 42?
I think it's all of it. Like, you know, I think if I knew the answer to that question, I wouldn't be sitting here. I'd probably have a different job. And I think a lot of people ask those questions. But you know, the Crafts run an unbelievable organization. Bill Belichick's obviously a very brilliant coach. And somehow they have figured out a system that seems to work where they have been competitive for two decades, and that in the salary cap era, that is supposed to not happen very often, and they've done it well. So, I think that's unique. But the second part of your question was about our media revenue, which is the bulk of our revenue. So we make most of our money, which obviously is equally shared, from television and media. And really, I think our media strategy is one of the reasons the NFL has been successful, is because our media strategy today, quite frankly, is not that different than what Pete Rozelle came up with in the early 60s, which was use the dominant media platform of the day to reach as many households as you can for as long as you can. And back then, it was television. And for a long time, it has been television. Television is still pretty dominant. But now that reach is more complicated because as digital has come and technology is driven, it has fragmented audiences and it's harder to reach people for long durations of time. And I think anybody in the media business, especially the live events business, is figuring out how you replicate that, how you reach those people. And so we spend a lot of time thinking about how we distribute not only our live games digitally, but also how we distribute all of our content outside of games, whether during the week or in the off season, using digital platforms. And that's only going to increase. It just has to.
How about things like Red Zone?
Red Zone is, Red Zone is a great example of when we look at our media strategy, when you have 180 million fans, they all have different levels of avidity. I can watch games from 1 o'clock to 11 o'clock on a Sunday. My wife won't, but she will watch the biggest game, right? So she is very interested in football, but she's not as avid as I am. And what we try to do is make sure that there is football available for everybody all the way up that avidity curve. So if there's somebody like me, I can watch every game. I can buy Sunday ticket to get all the other games. I can get the Red Zone channel, which is great. If it's someone like my wife, we just make sure that there's always games over free over-the-air television for her to watch. And Red Zone, I think, fits more up that avidity curve. I think a lot of people, when they see Red Zone, think this is the only way to watch football. The reality is we only have about, on a given Sunday, around 1 million people watching the Red Zone channel. And for comparison, on a 1 o'clock game, we'll probably have 10 times that nationwide. So it's still a small part of our fan base, but the people who watch it love it because they can't get enough.
And you, when you look at digital, you've done a lot of partnerships also, mm-hmm. like you've done with Verizon, with Comcast. Talk about the different partnerships.
Yeah, I think that, you know, these sports leagues, while we have a television network, we have a digital arm, we really can't grow the sport or grow the business without partners. And so partners have been extremely important for us over the years. And so we have, when it comes to the media space, we have the best-in-class television partners. And I think that's one of the secrets of our success is we're not in business with one media company. We're in business with a bunch of them. So NBC...
And that's by design.
That's by design. NBC has a package. CBS has a package. Fox has a package. ESPN has a package. Our own network that we own has a package. And we want as many media companies talking about the NFL as possible. At the same time, we have new partners. Amazon distributes Thursday Night Football as well. We have increasing partnerships with Instagram, Snapchat. We're the highest performing content on Snapchat, YouTube. And so what we realize is in this whole media strategy, you need to reach everybody. Television is just not going to reach everybody like it did 10, 15 years ago and won't necessarily increase in the future. So you need to have partnerships with people who can reach those people you can't. And that's increasingly digital platforms, and that's increasingly social platforms.
1 minute before break. Yeah. What don't people know about the economics of digital?
I think what they don't know about the economics of digital is that it's not the same as the economics is of the traditional media industry. I think it's easy to say that the only economics driving some of these digital players is advertising, when in reality they're creating other much more complex businesses. Amazon is as big as the, is going to be as big as the media company as anybody. They are clearly in multiple lines of businesses, whether that's subscriptions to Amazon Prime, whether that's selling new merchandise, whether that's their cloud business. There's different ways where they make money. And so what the NFL does well is helps you make money on advertising, but also helps you make money in other parts of your business. And so as we move to those digital platforms, that'll be interesting to watch.
We're about to take a break. When we come back with Brian Roelof, we are going to find out what is the big one. Is it Thursday night football, Monday night football, you know, 4 p.m., 1 p.m.? Back in a few.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're with Brian Rolopp, who is the president of NFL Network. So, curiosity, what is the big one? Is it Thursday night football? Is it what? Is it Monday, Sunday? What's the best time?
Well, the most viewed game every week is the 4:25 national game on either CBS or Fox. That is the most viewed football game we have. The second most viewed football game is Sunday night. Now, a lot of people think Sunday night is the most highly viewed, and it is very highly viewed. But that 4:25 game is still the biggest, and so when we make the schedule, we keep that in mind. So
that's why, as a Jets fan, we're always on at one.
Well, yeah, a lot of people can. The more they win, they will play their way on to 4:25, or they'll play their way on to.
Which is bigger? Monday is the next biggest, or is it Thursday?
The next biggest is Thursday.
Thursday is bigger than Monday.
Yeah. So the number one show on television is the 4:25 game. The number one primetime show on television is Sunday Night Football. The number two primetime show on television is Thursday Night Football. And Thursday Night Football started as a small cable package in 2006 on the NFL Network. In just 13 years, we've grown it to the second highly primetime viewed programming you can have, because we always felt Thursday could be a football night. And we really built that over a decade.
Yeah, and so let's talk. You also have Sunday morning now, because, you know, mm-hmm. when you go to England or something. What's your take on how you're expanding internationally, Mexico, England, other places?
Well, it's a lot of, we put a lot of time and investment in that. I think, football is not of a popular sport internationally as it is domestically, and so that takes a lot more work and investment. And I would say we probably have more of a multinational strategy than an international strategy. And what I mean by that is we're really concentrating on a few core markets. That's the UK, that's Canada, that's Mexico, that's Germany. And so we really, and to some extent Japan.
Not Japan.
Oh, to some extent Japan, yeah. But we invest quite a bit, and what we realized a few years ago, sports fans around the world are sophisticated. They know the difference between the varsity and the JV. And what I mean by that, they know the difference between a regular season game and an exhibition game. And we made the decision, if we are going to grow the sport meaningfully, we are going to have to play our best product. So we started playing regular season games abroad consistently. So we play four games in London this year. In fact, we have a great partnership with Tottenham, who just built a new stadium, and we put money into that stadium to make sure it converts appropriately to American football. We play the others in Wembley, and we play preseason games a little bit in Canada, but we've also played regular season games there too. So I guess the point is we're investing our best product because people know the difference. And it's paid dividends. I mean, you think of our viewership and our fan growth in Europe has been significantly. Mexico is a great market, growing not only economically, but as far as the number of fans by leaps and bounds every year.
And what's the secret to growing fan base internationally? Is it digital? Is it certain teams? Is it followership?
It's a multivariable approach, but it's tough. If you think about some of the sports that are popular internationally, basketball has been an Olympic sport since 1950. They've been playing baseball in Japan since 1945. And so these are long-term sports who've been in those markets. And so how do you replicate that and do that? It takes a lot of investment. I think it takes the right media strategy. I think we try to replicate as much as we can the reach strategy that has built fans in this country into the other countries. So having the right broadcast partners, and, but that's also increasingly meant digital, where the same trends that you see in this country, where younger people and more people are consuming almost exclusively their content from digital platforms, you need to be there in a meaningful way if you want to build a fan base. Forget about the money, mm-hmm. but if you want to reach them and build a fan base, you kind of need
starts,
to
starts. It's money and then fan base, or is it fan base then money?
I think it's the opposite. Mm-hmm. I think it's fan base and then you build money. I think you see some of these new sports are trying to replicate the professional sports model by starting a new sport and then getting TV money, and that's not really how it works. And if you really look at the history of sports leagues, the NFL didn't really start making a ton of television money until the early 90s. And so that was when we had had, you know, decades and decades of building the sport and building a fan base.
Okay, let's look at what a lot of CEOs I know are big-time sports fans, and there's a lot of lessons people always say, well, move the ball forward, whatever it is, move the chains. What would you say CEOs could learn from football that could help them in business?
It's really interesting. I think the one thing that makes the game of football so amazing is that it teaches lessons that are applicable to anything you do in life, and especially business. And I think if you see some of the more a lot of the successful CEOs in this country is they've played football, and you talk to them about how is football
actually
football.
It's interesting. Yeah. A lot of them have.
They have. They really have. And they will tell you, you know, to be part of a football team, a competitive football team, it doesn't matter if that's high school or college or wherever it is it takes a tremendous amount of hard work. There is no substitute for hard work. Everybody hates football practice. I have never met anybody who loves football practice because it's hard, hard work. It requires, it's cliche, but it's true, it requires teamwork, that you have to get along with others, but at the same time you have to do your individual job. A football play breaks down if individuals don't do their individual job, yet they work as a team, which is really, really important.
Talk about the future of the NFL, and you said it's obviously everything's built around the fan, or the customer experience, fan experience.
Yeah. Our fans are amazing and are really what make the NFL go, and we ask a lot of them, right? We ask 3 hours of their time to watch a game. We ask them to come to a stadium. Tickets are increasingly expensive. And so we have a very fan-focused approach when we build stadiums. And if you think some of the stadium construction that you'll see in the next 10 years will be much different. They'll be much different in the type of amenities they have, how they use technology as 5G comes on board, which is really important. The value you get for a ticket, they'll probably be smaller than they've been, so you can actually provide more value. So I think you'll see a ton of innovation.
Self-editing, where people are.
Well, yeah, I think if you think about a stadium, this should be the best place to experience football. And you actually live in a world now where there's so much at your fingertips with mobile technology and the highlights we give you on Twitter and everything else, that sometimes if a team is not packed, maybe 500 and it's cold out, you might be making that decision. Maybe I don't go to the stadium. Maybe I put my tickets on StubHub and sell. We can't have that. We've got to make sure that the stadium's the best place to go and best place to experience football. And so the amount of investment we'll put into that over the next decade will be really important. And by the way, you only get one shot at this. You build a stadium and it's like good for 20 years and you spend billions of dollars. You got to get that right. So we'll spend a lot of time on that. But at the same time, the customer experience is only going to improve with technology. Between 5G and mobile technology and the rise of digital platforms, the way to get content around football will be much easier and much richer in the next 10 years than it was, I think, in the last 30 combined. And so we're approaching our television agreements, which end after the 21 and 22 season, and I think you will see as we reshuffle the deck and we negotiate new media agreements, I think you'll see them different in a lot of ways, not only in the partners we might have, but also in how we deliver football to the next generation of fans, I think will be as different as anything you've ever seen.
On that note, a pleasure having you on the CEO show, Brian.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.